For the third year in a row, a record high number of coho salmon have been caught in the Lower Yukon commercial fishery. As of September 1st, 141,000 coho were caught and sold in Yukon River Districts 1 and 2. That tops the previous record of about 130,000 set last year. All of those coho were essentially bycatch in the fall chum commercial fishery, which sent more than 415,000 fish to market this year. Fish and Game's preseason forecast for coho called for an average to below average run in 2016, but as Fish and Game's Yukon fall season manager Jeff Estensen explains, the coho run appears to be coming back stronger than that.
We really don't have an idea of what the run size is right now, but the passage we have past pilot station sonar through the 31st, which is one pilot station sonar stops operating for the fall season, is sitting at 167,000 fish, which is certainly above the median passage for coho.
Based on indications of a stronger-than-expected run, Fish and Game is giving the green light to directed commercial openings for coho on the Lower Yukon. But the general manager of Quipuc Fisheries, Jack Schulteis, does not anticipate that the September coho openings will add very much to the already record-breaking harvest totals.
I don't expect a lot of fish, 5,000-6,000 fish, maybe tops. And we don't have the effort that, we would have during August or even a couple weeks ago. A lot of people are getting ready for winter and, they're hunting and gathering wood.
With more pressure on coho, Estensen with Fish and Game says it would be helpful to get more information about the Yukon coho stock, which he calls the least understood of all the major salmon species that return to the Yukon.
We're trying to do a telemetry study or trying to get funding to do studies like that because that could provide us a lot of information, give us more handle on the timing coming back, but more also importantly is getting distribution within the drainage. And then we'd be able to take that information and certainly improve our monitoring of coho to try to get a better handle on things.
There is only one escapement goal for coho salmon in the Yukon drainage compared to six for king salmon.